Brigitte Barrett of the USA, silver medalist here at the World Championships in Moscow in the high jump. 2 meters, your best clearance. Your thoughts on getting another silver medal in a global championships?
Man, all glory to God. It's just so great to be able to do so consistently well, you know, especially after such a long year, going straight from London to indoor, outdoor to this. And I felt bittersweet because, of course, you want to get the gold, but, you know, I'm grateful to be able to medal. So, yeah.
Just compare and contrast the semi-final and the final today, because there was that, what appeared from our vantage point, to be a real wobble during qualification. 2 failures at your opening height before pulling it together, but a clean slate on all of your clearances tonight. What happened in qualification? Where did the turnaround come from?
Oh, man. I want to say my last competition was Monaco, you know, and then I go back to New York and I'm trying to train and really focus. And then I come here and it's like you're trying to get the rust off in qualifications without having to lose anything or suffer any losses necessarily. But, you know, we all get it, jitters, butterflies, and that just showed me, you know, proved to me, hey, you're a human, Brigitte. And this is what competition is about, you know, pushing forward and pushing through those misses and, you know, failures and triumphs. I'm glad to be a part of the purest sport in the world, and qualifying was definitely terrifying.
But in stark contrast, tonight a clean slate all the way up to 2 meters, your best height. So how were you able to focus in such a cauldron atmosphere? Russian athletes going against you, it sounded like just deafening from our vantage point. What was it like to compete in?
It definitely requires a very different type of focus, because you know that, like, the whole stadium is not rooting for you. And so it's you just have to remain focused on what you trained on. And for me personally, it was, like, constantly remembering that I'm a child of the only living God, and, like, I can do this. And so, you know, I am a good athlete. And so really focusing on staying clean and knowing that that's what it's going to take to be a champion. And so I did my best tonight, and all glory to God for the silver. And Skolina, congrats to her, you know?
And it was a really clean contest. And when it came to your third and final effort at 2:03, just tell our listeners what happened on that when you tried to apply the brakes to get back to the start of your run-up, but just weren't able to apply them and ended up touching the mat. What happened there?
Well, it was really hard because I rushed my first attempt because the 4x4 was going on. And so then the second attempt, trying to gather yourself back. And then the third attempt, like, tell yourself, like, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. But I had so much speed going into it that I don't normally do that. Like, I don't normally put on the brakes. And so trying to recover was something that I just couldn't do in that moment.
2 global silvers over the course of the past 12 months. How would you sum up the 12 months you've had athletically?
Oh, man, a dream come true. Yeah. I mean, not gonna lie, like, track and field is a brutal sport. Very brutal. And it's very hard on your body, and especially in the NCAA world, like, to go weekend after weekend after weekend for a whole year straight, it's hard. And so to be able to get this much and to be so supported, you know, like, in Oregon, Arizona, just all over America and now internationally, it's like, thank you guys so much. You guys definitely helped me win those silver medals, so thank you.
Listen, congratulations on your silver medal and on what's been a fantastic 12 months for you. Very well done indeed.
Thank you so much.